We're pleased to be joined with Mr. George Lobby of the North Platte Bulletin and Music on the Bricks.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Glad to be here.
How are you? Thanks for having me in.
I'm good. Yeah.
It's been a while. It's another beautiful, cool morning.
Isn't it nice? Yeah, there's no breeze. That flag's hanging straight down across the street over there. You know, this has been a luscious To use the, I think that's about appropriate word for the summer.
Oh man. It's been great. We talk about it on this show a lot because it's just been so nice.
Okay, I won't bore.
No, I won't go over the old territory. Not at all.
Yeah, it's really something to celebrate. I think it's it's rare. I talked to a rancher over the weekend. He said 77 years in this area, and he said I've never seen a summer like this yet.
I mean, I've not been alive as long as that, but I feel like this is one of the best summers I can recall in Western Nebraska, and I've spent most of my life in Western Nebraska. Yeah. So,
well, I have too, but the 77 years, he's got a few on
hard to beat that, yeah. He's got a good
plus
pool.
He lives on a ranch. He understands. I mean, he looks at the weather every day. Exactly. He's got to deal with it all day.
It affects everything. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of the weather, it's going to be pretty nice Friday and Saturday for Music on the Bricks, yeah, the 8th annual.
Looking pretty good, yeah. The weather's looking good, and the show's looking good. We're going to have a We got a good lineup, and we're getting a lot of traction on it, and I think it's going to be a great day.
Absolutely.
Actually, Friday night starts Friday night, and that's going to be a nice evening, and Kim Baxter and the Baxter Bond are playing, and everybody knows Kim pretty much around town, and, you know, a veteran musician, and just an all-around good guy. He does a lot of good causes. He's active in the community, but he's been doing music all his life, and his daughter, Michaela, sings wonderfully. She's going to be with him. And his nephew, Brandon Baxter, who is the music teacher at Adams Middle School and plays saxophone and keyboards. And he's a master at those instruments. And he's going to be with them. And Fred Schlickberg is a veteran drummer. He's played around Nebraska for all his life, too. And Kim said the other day, he said, we've been working up a lot of new songs, and we're really excited about this, George. We're really looking forward to it.
They're performing Friday, 7 to 10. It's $5 each night, so come on out. It's dirt cheap.
Yeah, dirt cheap.
I mean, that's you can't do anything. You can't do anything for $5 anymore.
No, I can't really do that.
And then Saturday starts at 5 o'clock. You have three different groups that are going to be performing.
Yeah. Regarding the ticket price, I mean, we want to keep this a family affair, so we're going to try one more time to keep this low price so that there'll be kids' games and stuff, and we want families to come out and not feel like it's going to break the bank or pinch them a whole lot. They got a lot of expenses at this time of year, and so, you know, we're trying to be as considerate as we can.
And you $5 cash because you can pay $5 in cash. I never have a lot of cash, but I've got $5. Most people have five bucks.
And honestly, we'll have a credit card reader at the gate. We might charge a little more just to cover the processing.
Right.
But we'll have it there. Okay. And all the vendors have credit cards. They'll take them. So that'll work for people, too. But $5 cash is easy to handle at the gate. And like you say, everybody's usually got a five on them. So
Saturday starts with the Drew Phillips Band, a local musician who's really taken off.
Yeah, this whole band is like 5 years out of high school.
Yeah.
There's a couple of years between a couple of three of them, but they're really great, you know, and they've been playing. They formed about a year ago, and they've been playing all around the area, especially since January. And they do a lot of country. They do a lot of newer kind of country, and they do a lot of classic rock, and they get people up off their seats and dancing, and they're just doing a really good. They're just a really good band.
Jack Bunger's with them, who's been a part of your Music on the Bricks several years.
For years, yeah. He's a master guitar player at the age of, ripe old age of what, 21 or 22 now, I think. And I don't know if he's somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Drew Conley's the drummer, and he's a great musician too. And Jack and Drew played, I think they were like 15 or 17, somewhere in there. Just the two of them played one set at Music on the Bricks a few years ago, and they were fantastic. They had all these arrangements worked out. They had some original music, and Drew is a great drummer, and I guess he plays a couple other instruments too, so he's really good. And then Maggie Lashley's our bass player, and she's, you know, kind of a standout student at North Platte High, and she's a good singer and plays good bass guitar. So these are all North Platte young adults.
They'll perform from 5 to 7. Top Shelf Country will take the stage from 7 to 8:30 then.
Yeah, they're kind of on the other end of the spectrum. They've been around a long time. They're no longer young adults, but they're really good musicians. They'll be inducted as a band into the Nebraska Country Music Hall of Fame this year.
Wow.
And people love to dance to them, too. they've been there several years now, and as soon as they start playing, people just get up. They just start dancing, and so we're really happy that they're coming back. They got Randy Hartman plays steel guitar. You don't hear a lot of steel guitar anymore.
No, not at all.
And a chance to hear him live. He's from up at Thedford. He's already an individual member of the Nebraska Country Music Hall of Fame. He's a great musician. Larry Hobbs is also in the Nebraska Country Music Hall of Fame as an individual. He's a longtime business owner. He used to run Hobby's restaurant here in town. A lot of people remember that.
Yeah.
And he's a good guitar player and a singer. So they got a really good band.
And Nightcap then will be 8:30 to midnight, the Platinum Pearls.
Yep. And, you know, they're kind of a powerhouse group that come on the last couple, 3 years. This will be, I think, their third trip to our show. And Tracy Curtis is their vocalist. She's got a powerful voice and I just say a wonderful voice. And Stan Raitz is their saxophone player. He's from North Platte. And he plays down here on the streets just solo sometimes because he loves the acoustics down here. And last year, we had him out as a special guest, and he sat in with every band through the whole festival, Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, he's super good. So they're a really great band. And people love them, too. I had several requests to get them back. So
$5 for Saturday, and that's 7 hours of music.
That's seven hours.
Less than a buck an hour. So.
We're going to break it down. Yeah, well, come on down and have a good time. That's what we want.
That's great. And you got vendors and you got games and things like that.
Yeah, we have merchandise vendors and games and food vendors and, you know, everything we could think of that you're going to need down there. We're starting an hour earlier, so get there at 5 and listen to the Drew Phillips Band. They're going to play a couple hours. So 5 to 7, and I think you already read the times, but Top Shelf Country's in the middle area, and then Platinum Pearl's going to close it out.
Bring your chairs.
Bring your chairs.
Okay. Yeah.
Bring a chair.
Downtown, you won't miss it when you're down there.
Nope.
You pretty much take, I think, most of the...
Friday night is between 4th and 5th Street.
Okay.
But the stage is down there by Good Life on the Brick.
Right.
Who's going to provide food and beverages out on the street as well as indoors. So you can come down and have supper or something on Friday night. Then come out and watch the show if you want. Or you can just come down for the show and catch a sandwich or something. We'll have that. So anyway, that's where it's at. So it's the one block on Friday night and then all the way to 6th on Saturday.
Very good. Stretch Music down. On the Bricks. Back for in a it's two nights in August. You also have your show in May.
Right.
Really, you've really grown this.
Well, it's grown. It's kind of, it's got a life of its own now. We just try to steer it a little bit.
There you go. You got some great sponsors, though, to help you out.
We do. Yeah, people have been really generous and cooperative and helpful. So, yep, couldn't do it without them. Got several sponsors. They're on their poster and look around. I encourage people, to pay them a little respect too.
Sure.
Thank them or, do a little business with them or something. So they're all hometown people.
Well, very good. George, anything else you'd like to mention this morning?
Oh, I don't know. I hope you're doing okay over here. I think you got a great radio station and you work your tail off, Tanner, and I appreciate all you do.
Well, absolutely. Good to have you in. Music on the Bricks. It is this weekend, Friday and Saturday. You'll see the posters around town. Just come down. 7 to 10 Friday, 5 to midnight Saturday. Thanks for your hard work on this, George. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to help.